Rebirth by Choice, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anatta Pindika's monastery. There, the Buddha addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants?" "Venerable sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "I shall teach you rebirth by choice. Listen and pay close attention. I will speak." "Yes, sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "Take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom. They think, 'If only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of well-to-do aristocrats.' They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom. They think, 'If only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of well-to-do Brahmins, well-to-do householders.' They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, 'The gods of the four great kings are long-lived, beautiful, and very happy.' They think, 'If only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the gods of the four great kings.' They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, 'The gods of the 33, the gods of Yama, the joyful gods, the gods who love to create, the gods who control the creations of others are long-lived, beautiful, and very happy.' They think, 'If only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the gods who control the creations of others.' They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, 'The Brahma of a thousand is long-lived, beautiful, and very happy.' Now the Brahma of a thousand meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of a thousand solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. As a person might pick up a gallnut in their hand and examine it, so too the Brahma of a thousand meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of a thousand solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. They think, 'If only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the Brahma of a thousand.' They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, 'The Brahma of 2,000, the Brahma of 3,000, the Brahma of 4,000, the Brahma of 5,000 is long-lived, beautiful, and very happy. Now the Brahma of 5,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 5,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. As a person might pick up 5 gallnuts in their hand and examine them, so too the Brahma of 5,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 5,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. They think, if only when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the Brahma of 5,000. They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, the Brahma of 10,000 is long-lived, beautiful, and very happy. Now the Brahma of 10,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 10,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. Suppose there was a beryl gem that was naturally beautiful, eight-faceted, well-worked. When placed on a cream rug, it would shine and glow and radiate. In the same way, the Brahma of 10,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 10,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. They think, if only when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the Brahma of 10,000. They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, the Brahma of 100,000 is long-lived, beautiful, and very happy. Now the Brahma of 100,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 100,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. Suppose there was an ornament of rare gold, fashioned by an expert smith, well wrought in the forge. When placed on a cream rug, it would shine and glow and radiate. In the same way, the Brahma of 100,000 meditates, determined on pervading a galaxy of 100,000 solar systems, as well as the sentient beings reborn there. They think, if only when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the Brahma of 100,000. They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom, and they've heard, the radiant gods, the gods of limited radiance, the gods of limitless radiance, the gods of streaming radiance, the gods of limited glory, the gods of limitless glory, the gods replete with glory, the gods of abundant fruit, the gods of Avaha, the gods of Atapa, the gods fair to see, the fair-seeing gods, the gods of Akanita, the gods of dimension of infinite space, the gods of the dimension of infinite consciousness, the gods of the dimension of nothingness, the gods of the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, are long-lived, beautiful, and very happy. They think, if only when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of the gods of the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. They settle on that thought, stabilize it, and develop it. Those choices and meditations of theirs, developed and cultivated like this, lead to rebirth there. This is the path and the practice that leads to rebirth there. Furthermore, take a mendicant who has faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom. They think, if only I might realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with my own insight due to the ending of defilements. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. And mendicants, that mendicant is not reborn anywhere. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, the mendicants were happy with what the Buddha said.